Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's an honor to be able to share a brief message of God's Word with you each morning this week. This week, our opening text is found in Psalm 119, verse 18, which says, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law." Blindness is a terrible thing, and Jesus, on several occasions in Scripture, used his healing powers to heal those so afflicted. In John chapter 9, he healed the man born blind. In Mark 10, he healed blind Bartimaeus. And we see through these examples that it is a marvelous thing to see for the first time. As bad as physical blindness is, spiritual blindness is even worse. In John chapter 4, Jesus told the woman at the well that if she drank from that water, she would thirst again, but that if she drank from the living water he offered, she would never thirst. And just so, of those physical eyes Jesus opened, one day they saw no more. But when God opens our spiritual eyes, our eyes of faith, we shall see the wonder and beauty of eternity and truth forever. And so we're drawing our thoughts this week from the text in 2 Kings chapter 6, where the prophet Elisha prayed to God after being encircled by the Syrian army at Dothan that his servant's eyes would be open to see the horses and chariots of the host of heaven in brilliant fire encircling the Syrian army, and demonstrating that what Elisha said was true, that those who were with them were more than those who were with the Syrians. Over the rest of the week, we want to discuss four lessons we can learn from this great story in the Old Testament. Today, we want to recognize that we need to have our eyes opened that we may see God's providence working in our lives. Just as God was working in the lives of Elisha and his servant, he works in our lives today. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said to his disciples in verse 28, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Jesus says if the God of heaven will take care of and provide and work for the lilies of the field and the birds of the air, how much more will he protect and work in the lives of the people he has established on this earth? Think back to Joseph in the Old Testament. We think of these things happening in his life, being cast into the pit by his brothers, being sold into slavery, being imprisoned in Egypt. And yet in Genesis chapter 45 and verse 8, Joseph says to his brothers, "So now it was not you who sent me here, but God." He recognized that God watches out and works in the lives of his people. And it's difficult to trust that at times as we encounter the trials of life. But we must have faith and believe, as it says in Hebrews 13 verse 5, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I shall not be afraid. What shall man do to me?" And as it says in Romans 8 and verse 28, God ensures that all things will work together for good to those who love him. Doesn't mean that we won't encounter difficulties in life. Doesn't mean that bad things won't happen. But we must ask God to open our eyes that we may see his providence working in our lives, that if we will trust him and count on him, all things will work together for good. We thank you for listening this morning. We invite you to join us at Oakland Church of Christ any opportunity you may have. We meet Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship. Also 5 p.m. that evening for worship as well. And Wednesday night for Bible study at 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us this morning. We hope you'll be able to join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss and pray that God will open our eyes that we may see.